Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Elfrida Love Show. Where Jesus shines with love. Excuse me. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted on tonight to be able to share with you an encouraging word that I received from God today. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in to the EfridaLoveShow.com. I want to thank my co-hosts. I want to thank all of my loyal fans and supporters. I want to thank my veterans. I want to thank those who are new. I want to thank all of my publics, my individuals who gets the word out. I want to thank just everybody for tuning in to the EfridaLoveShow.com, because we're moving higher and higher in the Lord, and we're going to expand this network according to God in the name of Jesus, and we're just going to be great, just like our Father. Amen? Amen. And on tonight, I wanted to spend this time with you. Of course, we're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, but as I was driving today, the Lord gave me a revelation. It's very... is very eye-opening, because this is the question that many individuals ask. And, you know, Mondays we have heart surgery. You know, on Tuesdays we go to our spiritual guide and we're perfecting our walk. On Wednesdays we're praying with power. On Thursdays we have, we're going to have health and things of that nature. Then on Fridays we're going to have our top 10 billboards, and we're going to have interviews within those particular days. And on Saturdays we may have some interviews. Then on Sunday we're going to have the Word of God. But God gave me this revelation. And it's very ironic, because a lot of people want to know this answer, and the only answer can come from God, because we don't know. And so I've heard this question so many times. I've heard this question, I mean, you would just be amazed. You know, you would just be amazed at how many times I've heard this question. This question has been asked ever since I was a kid, okay? So I want to give you what the Lord gave to me that really helped me to see and understand what the Lord wants for our lives, okay? So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and we thank you for covering us through this very day, Lord. We come, Heavenly Father, thanking you for blessing those who are in the hospitals, Lord. We ask that you continue to heal them, blessing those who are in the convalescent homes, blessing those who are going through therapy and trying to get better, Lord. We ask that you cover them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. And, Lord, we thank you for those who are coming out, Heavenly Father, coming out of the storm, coming out of recovery, and we ask that you continue to help them to recover, Lord. We ask that you bless each person who's on the line and those who will be on the line. Heavenly Father, we ask that you just continue to allow your light to shine within our lives and help us to be ambassadors and help us to be people of God who really magnify who you are. Now, Lord, as we give the revelation of God and present light unto this world, Lord, we ask with every word that is spoken be strategically placed, and with every diagram that is drawn be strategically understood, Lord, where individuals will understand and know the will of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this platform. We thank you for each person, and we ask that this ministry continue to go higher and higher in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And this is just a conversational radio broadcast. And I told you I was going to speak to you like I speak to my family and my close friends, and because that's how close God and I are. And so the question has always been, Lord, I do the right thing, and I go to church, and I live right, and I treat people right, but why is it that I can never, or why is it that I can't catch a break? Why is it that when I pray for something, sometimes it doesn't occur? And people become discouraged, and this is actually a tactic of the enemy. And this is what God showed me today, okay? I want you to write down some words. I don't know what these words are going to be, but God is going to give me these words in a minute. I want you to write down addition. I want you to write down subtraction. And I want you to write down multiplication. Multiplication. All right, addition, subtraction, and multiplication. All right, I want you to add a plus for addition. For subtraction, a minus, and multiplication, I want you to put an X. Okay? All right, now then, this is what I want you to put, as God is showing me. I want you to put a dollar sign, and I want you to put a zero, all right? All right, so here's the deal, all right? So what the world suggests, this is the formula for the world, okay? The world says power equals. God says favor equals prosperity, but he did not put a price on it. Okay? There's no price. So you should have addition, subtraction, multiplication, and you should have a plus sign, a minus sign for subtraction, and multiplication, an X sign. Then you should have a dollar sign. Then you should have a zero sign. Then you have word equals power. Excuse me, the world, the word too, yeah. The world equals power equals money. Then you have God equals favor equals prosperity. Let's say that again, because as the revelation was coming and I was writing, I don't want you to get sidetracked. Here we go. Addition, plus, subtraction, minus, multiplication, X, which means multiplication. Okay? Then under that, put a dollar sign. Then put a zero under the dollar sign. Then put world. This is the world's formula. The world says the more power you have, the more money you have. God says the more favor you have, the more prosperity you have. All right. So the question is, Lord, you know, I do the right thing. All right, this is, and God calls this a saint's prayer, a saint's question. All right? And so here's the question that the saint asks God, and sometimes they ask people, or you'll hear this in conversations, and I've heard it ever since I was a kid. I've heard it from the pulpit all the way to the community. And the question is, Lord, I go to church. I pray to you, Lord. I do the right thing. I treat my brother and sister right. I pay my tithes. I pay my offering. Matter of fact, I overpay. Right? And I still miss the mark. I still cannot receive what I'm praying for. All right? And then when I look over at my friend over here, or I look over at these people who are just doing whatever they want to, they're receiving blessings. Here's the catch. God says, listen to me very closely. God says that is a tactic or a trick from the devil. The devil wants us to add doubt, subtract God, and multiply negativity. The devil wants us to doubt God by adding doubt to our lives, subtract God, and multiply negativity. Right? When this happens, when you begin to have doubt, God calls it a gamble. When you delete God, God calls it a risk. We talked about this. And when you multiply negativity, God calls that trouble. Okay? So what happens is, okay, you begin to gamble with your life. You begin to take risks. And then you find yourself in trouble. And what God says is these three things causes what we call desperation. Okay? Desperation leads to, God says, sin. Sin can come in the form of doing something in order to obtain money that is illegal, doing something in order to obtain money that hurts your body, doing something to obtain money that causes harm to your kids, such as selling your kids. He says, so what happens is when you add doubt, when you subtract God, and when you multiply negativity, gamble, risk, and trouble happens, which causes desperation. Desperation is the main cause of individuals who basically gain this type of money from, if you will, illegal sources. Okay? God calls it illegal sources. So the world says the more power you have, the more money you have. That's the formula. But I want you to think in this mindset, all right? God says what happens with the world, and this is the legal form, he calls it title, empowerment, which equals money, okay? So God says that the higher we are up on the scale in the world, the more money that we receive, right? He talks about CEOs and different individuals. But God says that there's something about his favor that no one can put a price tag on. So he asks, so as the saint comes to God and says, you know, God, I pay my tithes, I treat everybody right, I go to church, you know, I know the word of God, but still I cannot receive what I'm praying for. I cannot receive a breakthrough. God says, I'm giving you favor and prosperity. He says, has there ever been a time where you would have to beg for bread? Has there ever been a time that when you was down and out that I didn't see you through? Has there ever been a time when you was down to your last and I gave unto you? Was there ever a time when you needed a word and I came to you? And the answer is yes, Lord, you did. And so God says that although, right, he says, although you may be the bottom of the food chain, or although you may be at the middle of the food chain, he says that you still has his prosperity. What does that mean? That means that anything that you need, God provides it at all times, right? He says that the titles of the world means nothing, because people can be millionaires and be miserable. People can be millionaires and be depressed. People can be millionaires and have failed marriages. People can be millionaires and just unhappy. He says, but when you receive God's favor, he says you can be a regular person and be prosperous and have prosperity because you're not in want. He says you don't have a poor spirit. He says if you do, God quickly, right, gives you a renewed spirit. He says you don't have, if you do have a type of storm going on, he says God's favor allows you to make it through that storm. And so I want to be very simplistic when I give you the revelation of God on today. I want you to understand that the devil's trick is to make us believe that the world is the way to go. The devil's trick is to make us believe that we have dictates our worth, that the titles that we have, the more money that we have, the fewer problems that we have. These are all the devil's tricks. And so the devil's formula is to have us doubt, first of all, the power of God. So we have an increased doubt. When we're praying about things and some of those things don't happen. First of all, it wasn't in the will. But second of all, God says that you have the prosperity that you need. And so the devil wants us to doubt. He wants us to add that to our life. He wants us to subtract God. Don't even put God in your life. And then he wants us to multiply negativity, right? By comparing ourselves to other people, which you shouldn't be, right? You know, and God says that because of these three, doubt, subtraction of God, and negativity, people begin to gamble, take risks, and they get into trouble, right? And so people will go into a mode or a spirit. This is the spirit of desperation. And they will do anything and everything for money, whether it hurts them or not. But God says that when you come with a pure spirit and you come clean and you go through God and you experience his favor and his prosperity, he says it's no longer a gamble. He says instead the gamble, when you come or when we come on the right side of God, the gamble is no longer a gamble. The gamble is the will of God. The risk is no longer a risk. The risk is the will of God, and trouble is no longer trouble. It's just a barrier, and God is going to get us through that barrier. He says, so with the will of God and with the will of walking in the will of God, although we have barriers, God says that right there is called our foundation. Okay? That's our foundation. On the solid rock we stand. Now then, let me explain this and let me be very simplistic because I want you to understand this. There's a lot of things going on and I want to be as simple as possible. If you are wondering, Lord, I go to church, I pay my tithes and offerings, I do what you ask me to do, and still, for some reason, I fall short. Still, for some reason, things are just not looking great. Things are just not looking up. Things are not looking up. That particular phrase is a tactic from the devil. Not only is the devil now taking over your mind to cause doubt, but now he subtracted God out of your mind because now you're focusing on bad things, and God says focus on good things, and now he's multiplying negativity. So now you're gambling, you're taking risks, and you're in trouble, so therefore you're desperate. Okay, that's a spirit of desperation. But God says if once we experience God, his favor and prosperity, we are now walking in the will of God, and there are going to be some barriers. But God says we're walking in the foundation that he has given unto us. So to sum all of this up, the answer to the question is this. First of all, he has given us everything we need, right? He says that there could be a person making $1 billion. And there could be a regular person making a couple of thousand dollars. The billion-dollar person, and we're just giving an example. Let's say the billion-dollar person is utilizing the world's point of view, where title means power. And say the $1,000 person is using God's point of view. All right? God says, with the world, he says a title gives you your worth. But with God, he says, on earth you may be a couple of thousand dollars. He says, but with him, he says you're priceless. Now then, what does this mean? This means that God can increase your faith and your worth at the same time. When you are working for the world, right, your pay only increases when you receive a bonus or you receive a pay increase. But God says at any time, at any spur of the moment, God can increase not only your faith, but he can increase your worth. He can increase your territory. He can increase your life. He can increase your prosperity. And so God says that with the world, he says all of these things fade away, right? He says you may can take the title with you that will be on your program at the time of death. But when we get to heaven, the monies and the titles won't matter. God is only looking at the heart. And so God says because he's looking at the heart, and we're talking about God's favor equals prosperity, and we're on the will of God, and we know we're going to have some barriers, and we know that God is establishing the foundation, he says that when we begin to complain, he says, think about it. He woke us up. He says, think about the last time you was in a bond. Who got you out? Nobody but God. Think about the last time when you felt sad. Who wiped away your tears? Nobody but God. He says, but when we talk about the world, he says we continuously live in a desperate world, right? And people would do anything in order to increase their worth. They would do anything in order to receive an increase in money. But individuals who are in the world fail to increase their faith. And so God says that don't get caught up in titles. Don't get caught up in trying to increase your worth on earth. What we're working toward and the reason why we have our surgery on Monday is because we want to increase our faith with God. And God says all of these other things will be added unto you. And when God says all of these other things will be added onto you, he's talking about that Jaguar that you're asking for. He's talking about that mansion that you're asking for. He's talking about that business that you're asking for. But God says there are some steps. He says because what happens is we work. And this is true fact. This is a true fact. We work each and every day. He says, and our ultimate goal is I want to move up. I want to be elevated. Right? And God says that because you're elevated and just because you're up, he says that those titles, he says that's temporary. Right? He says, but when you begin to work for God and you begin to be elevated by God, he says those things are permanent because he's taking us to eternal life. And so in order to make this prophecy, this revelation come to life, God says that we are like math. Sometimes we want to add God. Sometimes we don't want God to be in our lives. And sometimes we want God to multiply our blessings. But God says that he's not a gamble. He says he's not going to take a risk with our lives. And he says that trouble doesn't last always. He says all of this is temporary. And the question that God is asking us tonight is, what do you want to choose? What worth do you want to be worth a bunch of money on earth, or do you want to be worth a lot in heaven? And it's really up to you. But God says that he's not going to continuously be added to your life and then subtracted. And he's not going to continuously dwell in a negative place. And so even with the saints' question about, you know, these people are prospering and they don't even go to church. They don't even serve God. Matter of fact, they're atheists. God says all of that is temporary. But as a Christian, as a saint of God, God is not going to continuously be the equation in your life. This is going to have to be something permanent. God wants to be the sole problem, the math problem in your life, if you get what I'm saying. He wants to be the math problem in your life. He wants to be added to your life. He wants you to subtract whoever you have before him in your life, and he wants to multiply and increase your faith. That's what God is saying. And so if you're asking that question, here is your answer, because many people have asked this question. I do the right thing, and we're all guilty of it. We're all guilty of it. In our lives, we've said this, and if somebody say they haven't, then they must be a newborn baby. I do all these things, Lord. I go to church. I love you with all of my heart. But this person over here does not even go to church, and they're still getting blessed. Question that people ask. And that's between God and that person. But we're talking about you at this point. Because what happens is we get so stuck in titles and trying to be elevated on earth. And we're all guilty of it because everybody wants to do well. There's not one person who doesn't. But God says now we're going to start focusing on increasing our faith and our prosperity for God. And God says all of these other things will be added onto you. You want to be a CEO? Okay, great. Let's go ahead and work on God's favor. Let's go ahead and work on God's prosperity. Okay? So in this, to sum this up one more time, and I'm going to say it where you understand it. God said he wants to be added to your life. That means he wants to be connected to your life. And God doesn't, let me tell you what God is saying here. He doesn't want you to connect him on Sunday and then the rest of the week you forget about God, because that's not the type of God we serve, right? God says he wants to be connected permanently in your life. That's number one, okay? Number two, subtraction. God says anything, a person before him needs to be subtracted out of your life, out of our lives. So, if you're worshiping your car, if you're worshiping your home, whatever you're worshiping, and whatever is before God needs to be subtracted. Multiply. God says that when you add him and you subtract whoever you have first and whoever you worship, God says what happens is you receive a double portion of blessings. Okay? A double portion of blessings. He says your life, right, will not be a gamble. You will not take risk as far as your life being risque. And he says trouble will have to flee. He says and the spirit of desperation will die. He calls it a sudden death. He says desperation. Desperation is what increases worldly prosperity. People will do anything to receive money on earth. But God says that you already have everything that you need. Once you add God, once you subtract them or things, he says he will give the double portion. That's why life is like math. Now God says this money sign here, he says the world has an exact amount that you're worth. Right? When you work, you make a certain amount, or if you sign a contract, a deal with Malico Records or any type of record company, you have a certain amount. You have a contract. But God says with him, he says it's priceless. Why? Because we continuously depend on God, and God continuously gives unto us. He says, so basically he's laying out a contract, and I want you to write this down. And I want you to sign your name, seriously, on which contract you want, because I'm telling you, I've said this before, and I've said this months before, but I know the promises of God, and I know what God said, and I believe what God said, and I believe that God is still working miracles. He's still giving people blessings, right? Because I'm a living witness of that. God has really blessed me, and he's blessed my family, and he's come through. He's made a way out of no way, and he continues to do so. So I know that God is able. But I want you to write this down, because we've written a lot of notes tonight, and I want to make sure that you understand the main concept that God wants us to know. Write addition, write subtraction, and write multiplication. By addition, I want you to put an add sign. By subtraction, a minus sign. Then multiplication, I want you to put an X. With addition, we're going to add God. Now, you can select and you can choose to add doubt, fear, anxiety, whatever you want to add. But I want you For those of you who really want a breakthrough and to see God move and to increase your faith and to increase your prosperity and territory, I want you to follow this formula. So for addition, I want you to add God. I want you to subtract anybody or anything that is before God. Whatever is hindering you, God says, from reading your Bible, from giving the word of God, from being your best and doing your best, whatever it is that is hindering you at this particular time, I want you to go ahead and get that out of your life, whatever it is. God says you're going to have to subtract it because you're asking God. We're going to God saying, Lord, I pay my tithes, I go to church, I treat everybody right, I do what I'm supposed to do, yet I still miss the mark. I'm not receiving what I'm praying for. And God says, well, what about how we're treating him? We're putting people first before God instead of putting God before people, instead of putting God before materialistic things. So you are going to have to, we're going to have to subtract whatever it is in our lives that we're adding before God. So whatever it is at this point, we need to subtract it. Okay?
You know, Connie, I didn't know.
All right. Now then, when we put multiplication, okay, with this particular multiplication, we're going to have to understand that because we have God now, we've added God, we subtracted whatever it is that's hindering us, now we're going to see the multiplication of God's favor. And he says he's going to give us a double portion. And because of this double portion, right, we increase our faith and prosperity. Okay? So we've added God, we've subtracted people, and now we're able to see the double portions, and we're able to increase our faith, and we're able to increase our prosperity. So before we begin to ask those particular questions to God, God, I pay my tithes like God owes something. I do what I'm supposed to do. I follow the Ten Commandments. We're supposed to do that. But yet I still miss the mark. Well, we need to look at this equation. What are you putting or who are you putting before God? Because God says all you have to do is add him to your life, connect to God. And he says he will give us favor in a double portion and increase our faith. All right? Then, since we have that equation and you're looking at it and you're adding and subtracting whatever you want to add and subtract and you're multiplying, understand that there is a second part. We talk about the world. Okay? Anyone who has a job, you have a contract or you know the amount that you make. Write your amount down. You don't have to say it out loud, but write your amount that you make. And that's between you and God, all right? Now, look at, I want you to write down God and write down a money sign, and I want you to put priceless. Look at those two, look at that number, and look at the word priceless. Which one do you want? And just put an arrow, okay? All right, if for some reason you put, you want your salary from the world, all right? Understand that this salary only increases with a raise or a change of jobs or maybe if you become an entrepreneur. Now, if you look at God, priceless. God says that he is our warranty. Remember that. He said that a couple of days ago. Priceless. There's no price tag. So that means that whatever it is that we need an increase on, God is able to do so, whether it's faith, whether it's love, whether it's finances, whether it's ministry. God says it's priceless. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be very honest with you. I choose to add God to my life and continue to have God in my life. God was never subtracted out of my life. I choose to subtract anything that distracts me from putting God first, and I'm going to let God decide that. because God is always first in my life, always, no matter what. So whatever it is, that has to be our prayer when we pray on Mondays, whatever it is that is causing us to miss the mark, right, and to continuously subtract God out of our lives because we're worshiping whatever it is, then we need to subtract it, all right? Then I want God, I'm saying this to the world, I want God to give me a double portion of everything that I deserve and everything that he wants to give, right? I want him to increase my faith, increase my love, increase what I do, right? And then he said the second phase, he says you have to make a decision at this time. He says you're working for the world. It doesn't matter if you're a minister. It doesn't matter what you are. It's still for the world because somebody is paying you to do this. Whether you're a promoter, whatever you are, somebody's paying you to do this. Look at that amount of money. Look at it. Look at it written down, right? The only way that you're going to receive anything extra is if there is an increase, there's a bonus, there's a change of jobs, or you become an entrepreneur. Right? And so in looking at this, right, with God, it's priceless. There's no price tag. God says he increases our faith, our finances, our ministry, whatever it is, God says ask. We don't have to wait on an increase. God says that he knows what we need when we need it, and he's right on time. God is always in the house. He's right on time, I'm telling you. Some of these blessings, and that's why we call them unexpected blessings, some of these things we wasn't even expecting, and God showed up and did it. Why? Because we don't have a set, God doesn't have a set price for our worth. He says he already paid the price when he died on the cross. He says, so God's favor and God's, he says our worth is priceless, right? He says nobody can put a price tag on our work. So when we do kingdom work, for instance, and I hear this a lot, you know, in the kingdom, they say we got to eat, and that's true. But guess what? God says as long as you're doing his work and he called you to that assignment, you're going to eat anyways. Why? Because you're doing the work of God, and God is going to give you what you need. And I believe that. And that's the type of faith I'm going to have. That's why it's so easy for me to get on the ministry and give free publicity to different artists and other people because I want that light to shine because God assigned me to do that. And God says that I'm going to supply all your needs, and he has. God really has. He's always come through for me in many different forms. He's always come through. And so when we talk about the worth, starting tomorrow, starting this week, I want you to think about your value being priceless. A lot of people say, you know, give me your range of what you make. And that's just exactly what it is. But it's not your value, God says. It's not what God has valued your life as. That's why God says titles are not important. Titles only tells about seniority and the chain of command. That's why we have titles, right? And so, decision. Do I want to increase my money for the world or God? Right? Because God says it's priceless. He says all of these things, when you get the package of God, all of these things will be added unto you. All right? So that's number two, what you need to understand. And we're going to go over this one more time. Then number three. Right? Okay? The world says the more power you have, the more power we have, the more money. God says the more favor we have, the more prosperous we are. And once again, God did not put a price tag. Okay? So here's the package, and I'm going to allow you to decide which package you want. All right? You're going to have to decide. You're going to have to make a decision. This is the formula that God has given us. God says you're going to have to add him. You're going to have to be connected to God, right, in order to increase value. You're going to have to be connected to God. You're going to have to subtract. We're going to have to subtract anything that we are worshiping first anything that is causing us to neglect God, we're going to have to subtract it. Who is it? What is it? Where is it? What are you doing that is causing you to put God second? Then God says, if we have him first and we add him to our lives, subtract anything that's causing us to not serve God, then he's going to multiply. He's going to give us a double portion and increase our faith. He says, and it does not have a price tag. Okay? Now God gives us an option to pick two packages, right? You can continue to try to increase your worth with the world, right? Or increase your worth with God. And God says this package is priceless. There is no price. You have a full warranty, right? When you have a warranty, God says everything is covered. We're all covered by the blood of Jesus. We're all covered. No price tag. God says whatever it is, he says whenever you break down, God says there is a warranty on your life, and it's priceless. You don't have to worry about how much God will cover you. You don't have to worry about any of that. He says when your finances begin to look strange, he says they're covered. Why? Because God says that there is no price tag. There is a warranty, and we're claiming it in the name of Jesus on your finances. He says your ministry, when it looks dim, when you get tired of preaching and praying because people are hard-headed and they're not listening, he says he has a warranty on your finances, he says, and it's priceless. He says, then, he says, in some instances, there is no charge, he says, because his warranty is priceless. He says when you get caught up, he says, in a storm, he says, he gets you out of the storm for free, he says, because it's priceless. So God says that his particular favor and his worth for your life, for our lives, is priceless. He says, but when you deal with the world, he says, you are given a price. He says, because nobody died on the cross for you. He says, nobody surrendered their life and gave their only begotten son for you. He says, so yes, they have to put a price tag on it. They have to give you a title. They have to go by the chain of command. He says, because this is the world. This is man-made. He says, none of this is permanent. It's temporary. He says, but with his grace and favor and mercy, he says, everything is priceless and it's not temporary. He says, it's permanent. Because he is our father, he says, and I am rich with houses and land. He holds the whole world in the palm of his hands, rubies and diamonds, silver and gold. He says, tell them that I'm a child of God. So it's very important. So God gives us, he gives us a choice. He says, you can either increase your worth with the world or increase your worth with God. I choose God because I know I have a warranty, and I know that God said it is priceless, so I'm claiming it right now in the name of Jesus over everything, over the business, the ministry, finances, everything. I'm claiming a priceless warranty with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then God says, number three, finally, he says, who are you going to go with, the world or God? You can't be in between. You can't choose both. He says, the world says the more power you have, the more money you make. God says the more favor you have, the more prosperous. God says that he can use a homeless person, and he can turn that homeless person into a millionaire in 5 seconds. That's the type of God we serve. That's the type of God. God says likewise, he can turn someone who's a billionaire into a regular person in 5 seconds. And so we can't get too comfortable. So we might as well choose God because God says it's priceless. He's already paid the price. God says it's priceless. He's already paid the price. And this is the package. And this is what God is saying. So I shouldn't hear anybody questioning God about I'm paying my tithes, I'm going to church every day, I'm treating people right, and still I can't get a breakthrough. Because you're receiving your breakthrough. You already have your breakthrough. All you have to do is add God to it. All you have to do is subtract whatever it is that's causing you to miss the mark, causing you to not spend time with God and talk to God and grow stronger. And he will multiply and give you a double portion and increase your faith, your finances, and your future. That's all you have to do. And then when you look at the world value, how much the world values you as, that's your paycheck or your paychecks, right? And look at it and compare it to God. God says, I'm giving you a warranty plus. It's priceless. I'm not putting a price tag on it. He says, because, check this out. I'm just giving you an example. I told you I was going to come to your seat here. God says, something may cost $1 million. But if you put a price tag on it, right? That's less than $1 million, then you won't be able to get it. God says he already paid the price. So we're going to have to understand how to believe and trust in God, because God says it's priceless. He says he has a warranty for our lives, and we're covered. He says, so whatever you go through, whatever storms, and I'm a living witness, God says he's going to see you through because it's priceless. There's no price tag. You don't have to travel so many miles, right, and then your warranty run out. God says on your journey, on the journey that he's taking us, the journey to show me is the journey to elevation, the journey to prosperity. He says there is unlimited miles. Praise God. So while we're on our journey, God says that you have a warranty, and it's priceless. So don't worry. In other words, God says, he says, go to sleep. You claim that you're a saint. You claim that you love the Lord, but yet there are questions as to, Lord, I'm doing this and that, and this person over here is getting blessed. That person and God, you don't know what that person had to go through. You don't know the situation with that person, what that person has been talking to God about. You don't know. You just see the bad things maybe that this person is doing. But God says he's talking about you right now. He says he's talking about you continuously adding him to your life. He's talking about you subtracting these negative people, subtracting these things that you're putting before God, and he's talking to you about him multiplying and increasing your faith and your prosperity in him. And he's asking us at this particular time, what do you want to increase? Do you want to increase your value for the world, the paycheck that you're making, or do you want to increase your value with him, which is priceless, and he has a warranty? And then he says, with the world, he says the power, the more power you have, the more money. He says, but with God, the more favor you have, the more prosperous you are. He says, and with the world, he says, that's temporary. And with God, he says, it's permanent. Because God is not going to go back on his word. He's not a man that he should lie. He says, but the world, they can go back. He said, the world can have cuts. He says, the world... organizations, nothing is set in stone, right? Right? He says, so it's best to have coverage from God than the world. That's what I'm saying. So when we pray on Mondays with our heart, we're going to continuously ask that God continuously have a warranty on our lives and that we accept God's warranty in his priceless favor, grace, and mercy. Because God says it's priceless. And so, once again, that question about you paying your tithes, that's in the Bible. About you treating people right, that's in the Bible. About you doing what's right, that's in the Bible. And God is laying out the formula. So there should not be any questions. I choose ye this day that I am going to go on the side of the Lord because it's priceless and because I love God and because he has a warranty. I know what the world says I'm worth. But God says I'm worth way more. And God says if I continue to believe that, he will continue to increase my faith and continue to increase my territory. And I thank God for that. And he will do the same thing for you. And so that's what God brought to me today as I was driving. Matter of fact, I was driving by the Brazos River. And God showed me that. Because God is doing some things in my life. He's showing me how to manage when you have plenty from God, or when you have things from God, how to manage God's things. It's very important. Very important. If you want to understand and see prosperity, I don't want you to compare it to the world. I want you to compare it to God. And nothing compares to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Nothing. So I really want you to adopt this formula. I want you to add God to your life. There are many people on this line, new people, veterans. There are many people, and many people need to add God, connect with God right now. There are many people who need to subtract some things, and there are many people who need to multiply and understand the multiplication of God. And I decree and declare that many of you accept God's warranty because it's priceless, and the most interesting part is God is speaking that it's free. He says you don't need to pay for his warranty. You don't need to pay for his favor. You don't need to pay for his coverage. He says it's priceless. It's free. All you have to do is believe. That's it. You don't need any money. All you need is to have faith and believe. God says he will give you the desires of your heart. Amen? Isn't that encouraging? So God says, do not throw in the towel. He says, do not become discouraged because of the things that you see, the things that you hear. Do not become discouraged, because God says that he will continue to multiply and add things unto you. When we talk about those added things, God says after you accept his warranty and after you understand that his love is priceless and after you understand that your worth is priceless, right, then God says you are to continue to keep moving. You are continue to believe and trust in who God is at all times. Amen. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want anyone to get discouraged. I don't want anyone to begin to look at what other people are doing or how God has blessed other people, because you don't know the storms that person has been through. You don't know. You have no idea. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. So keep the faith. Hang in there. God's going to take care of you. God's going to do it. God is going to do it. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with the love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love. I want to continue to say thank you. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FridaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to AfridaLoveShow.com. That's AfridaLoveShow.com and click on Love Radio. Number one, Love Radio. You will be right in the studio. Be sure to do that. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone with a positive, positive message, please, 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 Facebook, Afrida Love at AlFredaLove. Or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I would love to have you there. In addition to that, make sure you continuously pray unto God, continuously believe in the power of God, continuously know that God is able and he won't fail. Be sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all, or when you pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So be sure, be sure, be sure to pray for each and every one of your family members. In addition to that, make sure that you check out AfridaLoveShow.com. That's AlFredaLoveShow.com. And also StellarGospelMusic.com. StellarGospelMusic.com. And then also check out Afrida.hubpages.com. Be sure to check out all of those different pages. I would love, love, love for you to connect with me as well. In addition to that, make sure that you just continuously honor God and trust God and believe in God and just follow the will of God. Understand that, you know, as I said before, God wants everyone to connect with him. He wants us to add him to our lives. He wants us to subtract anything that is not of God and that keeps us and hinders us from praising who God is. And he wants to multiply and give us a double portion. And God says that our worth is priceless. He doesn't have any price tags. There's a warranty on our lives. And so anything that we need, God is able to provide. And I believe that, and I receive it in the name of Jesus. And I hope that you will as well. in addition to that, make sure that you continuously tune in to the AfriLoveShow.com. We will be on tomorrow, God's will, with the spoken word that God is going to give unto us. On Monday, we're going to have heart surgery, and then I will tell you about the rest of the week because we're going to incorporate some interviews with a couple of artists and actors and actresses and teachers and writers. So please be sure to tune in. On Tuesday, God's will, we are going to continue with our book study, Spiritual Guide on the Go, so be sure to check that out. We are adding some new additions to the AfriToLoveShow.com. We're adding, as I said before, a store and some more things, speaking, engagements and things of that nature, so please check us out, okay? Now, I want to talk to you guys for a few minutes or briefly about some things that's going on in the world. Basically, I want you guys to pray for each and every person. I don't want you to judge them. That is for God to do, but I do want you to pray. We've had a lot of things happen, some things in Bellmead, some in Waco, all around the world. We've had things happen with children, with spouses, with everybody. And so we need to be very mindful and continue to pray for ourselves and our neighbors' kids, and we need to cover everybody at this point. I've always said that, but I definitely believe we need to cover everybody. We need to pray for individuals' minds and their hearts and their bodies, and we just need to continue to pray. Now, I've been scrolling down, and I've been reading the newspaper lately, and I've been looking online, and you know, we have to do better. We have to do better. There's no respect of persons. It's from regular people all the way to celebrities that the death angel has visited. And so it's very important that we continue to pray and continue to believe in God. You know, I'm just praying for children all over this world. I'm praying for their parents, their grandparents. I'm praying for those who have lost a loved one. I'm praying for those who facing storms. I'm praying for the candidates who are running for the presidential race. I'm praying for Italy, of course. I'm praying for just individuals, as I said before, who are in bereavement. It doesn't matter who they are, whether they're a celebrity or not. When they die, they're regular people. Amen. And so there is a lot that we have in common. We all must live and we all must die. And so we're praying for each and every person. As I said before, you know, I'm praying for just everybody. And obviously we can't save everybody. That's obvious. But we can pray for everybody. And once again, I'm going to reiterate that if you're still holding something against somebody, whoever it is, it doesn't matter who it is, stop. Life is too short. If you have not spoken to your parents in several days, months, years, you need to do so. It's very important. You are missing a blessing because we are supposed to honor our mother and father so that our days may be longer. Amen. Likewise, provoke not your children unto wrath. And so if you're not, once again, and I'll reiterate this, speaking to your parents. It doesn't matter if you're 5 years old, 15 years old, 30 years old, 40, 50, 70 years old. You need to speak to them. It's very important. It's called respect, and God is commanding us to do so. Number two, if you're mad at somebody, maybe somebody didn't speak to you. Maybe you found out somebody was messy. Maybe, just maybe, somebody did something to you. Forgive them. Why? Because God says so. He says, love thy neighbor as thyself. Don't hate on anybody. Be happy for people when God blesses them. Because there is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others. If you trust and believe in him, he will do the same thing for you. We don't have time for people to be upset with other people or people to be hating on other people, as y'all call it. We don't have time for that. But what we do have time for is love. That's what we have time for. You miss out on a lot of blessings being mad and angry at people. Let it go. Let it go. Very important. Children in this world, we need the parents to step up and take care of your children. If you are supposed to be at home with your wife or your husband and your children, do so. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. Once again, our hands are used in order to uplift and pray and serve. Some individuals are using their hands in order to destroy or kill. Once again, God says, thou shalt not kill. There's no buts, whens, or ifs about it. It's period, point blank. It's in the Bible. We still have individuals who are not getting the message. I need you guys to get the word out. It's a commandment, thou shalt not kill. We talk about these gun laws. We talk about all these other things. But the matter is that we're going to have to get it in our minds that we shouldn't kill. This world is getting very bold. People are able to carry weapons, but they can't carry Bibles in public places. That's not making any sense. It's very important that we understand the commandments. My heart was very, very, very disturbed this past week when I looked at all the things going on in society. A woman walking, strolling a baby in Chicago. Boom, she out of here. A woman died from a violent hand, left two kids. Boom, she out of here. Bellmead, Texas. A lot of things going on with children and a lot of things going on with domestic violence. The spirit of evilness, the spirit of stubbornness has taken effect and it needs to be dealt with the word of God. If you are having trouble or you are upset with somebody, the best thing to do is walk away. The best thing to do is to get out. If you are the victim, easier said than done. I know, but pray your way out. Jesus was able to get a couple of people out of the lion's den. It's very important to know God because you're going to need a place of refuge. We're going to all need a place of refuge every now and then in this lifetime. But at the same time, we must understand the commandments of God. Thou shalt not kill. Period. Point blank. There is not a but what if. There is not a but what if this person did this. Point blank, God says, do not kill. Very important. We talk about the mind. If somebody needs help, if they are in your family, if you know them, get them help. If they are acting strange, get them help. You might can save somebody's life. Very important. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. And as I said before, we must take care of our youth. There are two missing teenagers somewhere in Texas. Only God knows. And we pray unto God that they are found. We all know that some teenagers like to go off with their friends. Do the right thing and let your parents know where you are and come back home. You have to go to school. Very important. Children, when you go to school, your priority is to learn. It's a learning institution. It's not a place where you go and play around. You do that at recess or you do that for the older kids when you go out on weekends. Do your work. parents, before they go to school, pray over them, because you don't know what they're going to run into on the way to school or at school. You don't know the way this world is going. If you don't believe in prayer, take them to somebody who do believe in prayer, because I guarantee you everybody's going to need prayer. Very important. It's very important. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. If you are in a relationship, whether it's a friendship, marriage, whatever it is, and you have to put your hands on someone, somebody needs to pray over your hands. You need to pray. Start going to church. Church is not going to solve everything, but when you have God in your heart, you begin to think more rather than react. Your tolerance level becomes greater when you have God, because God is patient. He says love is patient, love is kind. But guess who God is? God is love. Tired of reading this in the newspaper, the same thing, different day. People getting hurt, people being abused, kids getting hurt, kids dying from violence, not from just regular natural causes. Now I'm back to my plea again. Again, can we go one day? It's 12:36. 12:36. Can we go a whole day, right, with the same people? Can we go without violence for one day? Can you put your guns down for one day? Can you put your hands down for one day, your knives down for one day, and let everybody live? You mad at somebody, I understand that. Pray for them. Somebody has something that belongs to you, I understand that. Pray for them. Ask God, what should you do? And one thing you shouldn't do is kill. One day. Can we go one day? Very important. Now, we pray for that teen who died in Salado. We pray for the gentleman who died after being attacked by bees while mowing his lawn. We pray for anyone in Italy. We pray for, you know, any type of individual who, in any type of way. We pray for the churches. We pray for those who have sponsored students and helped students to receive school supplies. We pray for just everybody. We praying. It's a lot of things happening, y'all. And I ask God, you know, peace, please be still. Because it's very, very important that you guys and that we understand the will of God. I'm going to say it again before I relinquish this particular show tonight. Thou shalt not kill. Period. Thou shalt not kill. There is no other sentence after that. Thou shalt not kill. Period. Point blank. That includes kids, grown-ups. That's everybody. Thou shalt not kill. Read the commandments. But let us go one day without killing somebody, please. One day. And we're going to take one day at a time. One day, allow a child to be a child. One day. If you are abusing a kid in any way, please stop. Get some help. Let that kid be a kid. Let that kid be innocent for one day. Very important. And I mean that. Now, I have an announcement to make. On tomorrow, the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church is celebrating our 101st homecoming and church anniversary at the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church, our theme is celebrating a legacy of hope. Scripture, Romans 5 and 2 through 5, and 1 Peter 1 through 3 through 6. Very important. Dr. Carrie Berkley is the pastor. The address is 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, with the pastor Calvin G. Berkley will be our morning guest at 10:45, and Pastor Melvin Petty will be in the house at 3:30 p.m. Now, we are going to have lunch after our 10:45 a.m. service, and we're going to have refreshments after our 3:30 p.m. service. We're going to have songs, and we're going to have the Word of God. We would like to welcome all of our homecomers. If you're listening, please make arrangements to attend the morning and the afternoon, or just the morning or just the afternoon. Whatever is your choice, be sure. But we're going to have a great time in the Lord. Be sure also to get the word out. If you're going to Dallas, coming from Dallas, if you're going to Austin, if you're going to San Antonio, El Paso, if you're going to Hillsboro, if you're going to Maypearl, if you're going to Dallas, any form of Dallas, and you are crossing I-35 between 10:45 and 3:30, stop by 919 Dunn Avenue and join us for this homecoming and church anniversary. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Baylor students, I know that many of you are settling in your dorms. We welcome you to the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, Texas. We have a 10:45 service and a 3:30 service. So please come out. I know that many of you are moving in now and you're settling in. You're looking for a church. There is Dr. Carrie Berkley, the pastor at Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. It's in walking distance. It's also close to Baylor University. It's close to Freddy's. So be sure to stop by the church. We'd love to have you. In addition to that, if you are over at Freddy's and you happen to be over there around 10:45 and 3:30 p.m., please be sure to come across the street to the church. We're right across the street. If, for instance, you decide that you want to come down Dunn Avenue, stop by 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, Texas. If you're coming from, as I said before, San Antonio or anywhere out there, and you're coming trying to make it back to Dallas or wherever, stop by the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco. We're right on the corner. So be sure to stop by. All you have to do is exit off and then get back on the highway and go wherever you're going. It's very important. We would love to see your smiling faces. So please be sure to join us for this homecoming and church anniversary. We've sent out many letters. Many of you know about it. It was in the newspaper on today, so many of you know about it. We've been publicizing it on the radio. Everybody know about it, from people from all over the world. So if you are in Texas, if you are close to Texas, please come out to 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, Texas. We would love to have you that morning or that afternoon. This is a standing invitation. It's going to still be standing, God's will, in the morning, because I'm going to put it on my Facebook again. I want you to come. I want you to have a good time in the Lord. So be sure to check it out and come see us. Amen. Come see us. We have some good singing going on, some good preaching and praying, and we have some of everything going on in the Lord. So please be sure to come out and help us celebrate, all right? All right. So I thank each and every one of you. And as I said before, you know, just continue to pray unto God, to believe in God, continue to trust in God, because God is love. And if someone asks you, it doesn't matter who it is, but if someone asks you with that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. And one more thing, be sure to tell your family and friends about the AlfredaLoveShow.com. We have over 200 individuals on the line. Be sure to listen to the encouraging word from God and apply it to your life. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet.
in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.